The cover of the latest Smithsonian magazine proclaims the future is here. Well, commentator Andre Kudrescu agrees and says it feels like the 1950s all over again.
That was the last time the future was really big. Back then, it arrived in your house with washing machines and television sets. And ever since, it's been either going away with a market bust here, an assassinated president there, a couple of useless wars, and then trying to make a comeback with princess phones, television remotes, the Dyson vacuum cleaner, and Walmart. Heaven on earth, made in China. But now it's really, really here. It's a tracking device. It's making you friends with everyone on Earth. It's a drone disguised like a housefly that can shoot you down if you talk back to your dad. It's a newly discovered planet of microbes in your gut. It's a 3D printer that can reproduce you should you wish to outlive yourself. And it's not even as far as the TV remote. It's in your pocket. The future is really, truly here. It has consumed all your time and all the time credits it gave you for your future. Please buy the Smithsonian app and call me in the morning. I know this future. I've been working for it since I was born and against it as soon as I could talk. Happily, the 1960s will be back soon.
Andre Kudrescu is the author of So Recently Rent a World, New and Selected Poems, 1968 to 2013. This is NPR.